Ago, he was living at home, making minimum wage. Now, Larry is 3 months into his information technology career, making triple the money, doing something he loves. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 to 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's ready to play ball.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I can feel balls, and I can still make the throw to first.
Right. Steve Scalise, ready to play in tonight's congressional baseball game, 1 year to the day after the Republican was shot on a practice field in Virginia.
Started crawling, you know, and then my arms gave out and couldn't do anything at that point, so just started to pray. And said a lot of prayers, and through the grace of God and the marvels of medicine, I'm here.
Scalise has endured long hospital stays and multiple surgeries, recovering from the attack by a gunman who was shot and killed by Capitol Police. Secretary of State Pompeo's in China for more post-summit talks after his visit to South Korea.
The world should rest assured that the United States, the Republic of Korea, and Japan remain committed to achieving the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of North Korea.
And Pompeo says sanctions will remain in place for now. Also, the Pentagon's expected today to announce it's canceling the next round of military exercises with South Korea in August. The president announced he'd halt them after his summit with Kim Jong-un. Democrats are critical.
After all the pomp and circumstance have faded, it seems clear that Chairman Kim walked away the victor, unfortunately.
A terror attack, potentially, thwarted in Germany. Fox's Simon Owen has this live.
Dave, German prosecutors say investigators have foiled an Islamic extremist plot to carry out a biological weapon attack. They say a 29-year-old Tunisian man has been arrested in the German city of Cologne and that the deadly toxin ricin was found in a search of his apartment. Prosecutors alleging he made it using the poisonous shells of castor bean seeds, a key ingredient in ricin. A German newspaper reports the arrest follows a tip from U.S. intelligence. Dave?
Simon, a long-awaited report will come out today from the Justice Department's Inspector General investigating the way Hillary Clinton's use of private email while Secretary of State was investigated. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You don't remember days, you remember moments. But when the old tapes and photos that hold your cherished memories degrade, or worse, you lose them, they're gone forever. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve those irreplaceable moments.
Load your legacy box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio, and send them in. You'll get them back on DVD or convenient thumb drive.
Visit legacybox.com/USA. And for a limited time, you'll get 40% off your order. Legacybox.com/USA.
A fugitive on the run for 35 years after deserting the military, finally found.
William Howard Hughes Jr. was living under a false name in California when authorities captured him last week. The Air Force captain with a top security clearance going AWOL 35 years ago. Hughes worked as a consultant for the University of California for many years while on the run. Co-workers and neighbors describing Hughes as personable and pleasant. Hughes was arrested and charged with desertion following a passport fraud investigation. He remains in custody at Travis Air Force Base. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Berkeley, California, famous for its liberal politics, has passed a resolution declaring a climate emergency, warning we are on the verge of global suicide. The council pledges that by 2030, Berkeley will have no greenhouse gas emissions. A federal judge is showing skepticism in the case New York City has brought against five of the world's biggest oil companies, holding them responsible for global warming.
Judge John Keenan questioned the lawsuit's merits during oral arguments Wednesday. A lawyer for the oil company says the suit is trying to hold them responsible for how civilization has developed over the ages. At one point, Keenan asked a city lawyer if New York had investments in the companies it was suing. He also noted the city uses the products of the same companies. The judge did not immediately rule on whether the lawsuit can proceed to trial. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Stock futures have been down a little. The morning after the Dow dropped 119 points after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates again another quarter percentage point and signaled more rate hikes are coming. The U.S. Open is underway. Golf's second major of the year at Shinnecock Hills on New York's Long Island.
Lynx golf course, different style of golf altogether, really playing in conditions. And the U.S. Open has that hardest test of golf to it.
That's Jordan Spieth. He's teeing off right now in quite the threesome, playing with Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy. Tiger Woods will play this afternoon. A couple golfers are already one under par. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Our local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. OSF Healthcare Children's Hospital of Illinois is expanding pediatric specialty clinic services in the Champaign-Urbana area with the opening of a multi-specialty clinic in the OSF Healthcare Heart of Mary Medical Office Building. That's in Urbana. The OSF Healthcare Children's Hospital of Illinois multi-specialty clinic in Urbana has 8 exam rooms and currently offers pediatric cardiology and pediatric surgery care. Families affected by a gas leak from Manlow Field are suing People's Gas, as there are 17 plaintiffs in the complaint. People's Gas said they have not seen the complaint, but said the State Department of Health confirmed the levels of methane they have detected in private wells do not pose a health concern. Asbestos was found at Yankee Ridge Elementary School this month. WCIA says the superintendent says the asbestos was in an area 6 feet by 8 feet. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 477. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
All right, here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. Mostly sunny with a high 84. 64 our low tonight. Partly cloudy and a high 91 tomorrow, down to 71 in the evening. Chance of showers at 20%. That's the forecast coming into the weekend with partly cloudy conditions and a 20% chance of showers. We've got a high in the mid-90s down into the mid-70s. Ooh. With my son Aiden as a Special Olympian heading to the 50th anniversary in Bloomington Normal.
And you're saying mid-90s?
It's going to be warm for those athletes.
Anywhere tank top?
He's got a Special Olympics Unity shirt.
Okay, so he's got a shirt on. We got these sunscreen, too.
You're right.
Okay, but it'll be warm, but, you know, he can stay cool, then come out and throw.
Right,
get
on
the shade.
Softball throw, which is more than 6 foot.
Yeah, he said, Diane said, and that's okay. She said 6 feet, and I said, that's, he throws it farther. So you
my husband immediately
like 50 feet.
150 meters is what my husband said.
No, he said 15 meters.
Okay.
150 meters is like
when
600.
When it comes to distance,
just,
I don't...
Listen, she is like a lot of us. You're out there to support them. You have no idea exactly what they're doing,
right.
But it's fine. So I think he said 15 meters would be 45 to 50 feet.
Right. I'm so busy high-fiving him right afterwards.
There you
I'd
go.
Never hear the total.
And it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
He's out there doing a great job, and he's at the state, so we're rooting for Aiden.
Thank you
weekend.
For that.
You betcha.
And 63 is the temperature now with the sunshine on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, good morning. It is this Flag Day?
It is, on the 14th.
Flag Day, also President Donald Trump's birthday. He's 71.
Yes.
The IG's report, probably not going to look very good for James Comey coming out today.
Right.
We'll see what the details of some of the Hillary stuff and how the investigation was conducted. That's due to be out today. The president says North Korea no longer... a nuclear threat?
Speaking in Seoul, South Korea, the Secretary of State celebrating President Trump's meeting.
The summit created this enormous historic opportunity.
Standing alongside his counterparts from South Korea and Japan, Pompeo saying the U.S. and its allies are united on how things should play out.
There is not any difference between the three ministers and our leaders up here with respect to how we're going to address the denuclearization of North Korea.
As to President Trump's tweet saying that there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea, Pompeo saying the president said that with, quote, eyes wide open. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Yeah, and so is it possible? Chair of Presidential Studies at Hofstra University teaches courses on the American presidency. She is the learned one, one of our favorites. I don't think we've ever, ever voted the same, but it doesn't matter. We love her dearly. Dr. Mina Balls, how are you? She is
at... Well, it's good, Stevie J. Thanks for it. We've been talking North Korea a lot lately.
Yeah, you know, and I am cautiously, prayerfully optimistic. I can't believe it's this easy. What do you think?
Well, I think that... you know, when things seem too easy, they usually are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've had a meeting between the United States and North Korea, between the two leaders. That's obviously significant. It was, I think, 4 hours of talks and a statement of about 2 pages. So we've kind of reversed summit diplomacy. Usually you have lots of negotiations and then a big summit meeting to celebrate. Here we've had the summit.
Are you there? Oh, boy. Right at the peak of the height of interest, we had the summit and she's gone.
Wait, what's that?
There you are. I lost you. Are you going in a tunnel? Are you in a tunnel?
No, I'm right here. No, I didn't go to North Korea.
okay, all right, there you are. All right. So you said something about the summit and then you dropped off.
So I said, usually you have a lot of negotiations leading up to a summit, but in this case, we've had the summit first, and now the negotiations about inspections, verification, denuclearization, the suspension of the military exercises with South Korea, all of those details have to be worked out now. So the summit was really almost a prelude to the big discussions ahead.
All right, if I were in your class, Dr. Bose, I would be raising my hand and you'd be rolling your eyes, because here's what I would tell you. Is it at all possible that this is like Bob's basement repair, 3 generations, and Kim Jong-un does not want the family business? He was in Switzerland 11 years, loves a good party. Maybe he wants nice things in North Korea. Is it possible that he's kind of stuck in there and everybody kind of ran everything and he isn't this evil, evil, evil guy as he is a guy stuck in a legacy?
Well, he may well want condos on the beach, as President Trump brought up after the summit. But, I mean, we shouldn't forget here that the North Korean regime has been responsible for the deaths and imprisonment of thousands of people. And, of course, an American student, Otto Warmbier,
last year. Yeah, right, absolutely.
Right?
But maybe he wants out of that. Maybe he wants to change that. I don't know. I'm just wondering, if he's there all smiling, the president, to me, I think he probably is good at reading people. I don't think he trusts this yet. And I think he's going to make sure they keep their eye on before they give him really anything. But is it possible at all? Is that just far-fetched?
Well, no. I would say it's possible, but I guess that depends how much then the United States wants to ignore the history of everything North Korea has done over the past several decades, both to its people and to some U.S. citizens, right? Dealing with our allies in the region, Japan and South Korea, does that all get brushed aside?
Yeah, and let me ask you, if you were there and you were assisting, and they said, would you denuclearize or hit them hard on the human rights? If you could have one of the other. I mean, it's awful, horrific, disgusting what they've done to their own people. But to denuclearize means the threat could go away for an awful lot of the Pacific Rim, even us. I mean, I don't know. If you have to pick one, what do you pick?
Well, no, that's a fair point. And I think, security... U.S. security first, right?
Yep.
U.S. and then the security of our allies. That comes first. That doesn't mean we ignore human rights. I guess the question is, Stevie J, if someone who has committed these atrocities and who has stepped back from promises before, are we really seeing this major changing of personality that you mentioned? And I think that reason to be skeptical.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I think that's why you move ahead cautiously. But, man, I'm hopeful. I mean, I'd love this. You know how disruptive I'd be in your class? No, I have another question.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. So, no, that's good. It's good. If people don't talk, then we don't make any progress at all.
Listen, thank you. Thank you. Always, you're a star. Appreciate your time.
Thanks,
DVJ. Dr. Mina Bose is her name, Long Island, Hofstra University, Chair of Presidential Studies and History. She has great energy, mm-hmm. and I love having her on.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you couldn't tell by the way we talk, but I'm sure we've never voted the same. That's all right. It's great. That's the best thing,
right,
is to have a civil conversation. And again, I'm very, very hopeful. I don't believe it yet. But I have this gut feeling that this guy wants parties like he had in Switzerland. And he wants to obviously maintain, so you can't hit him on the human rights. So I don't know how that would work, because the atrocities of that three-generation regime and dictatorship are horrific. But do you take, if you only could do one, do you beat him on the human rights and the murders, or do you take the nukes out? I think for the betterment of the world, you choose the nukes, I think. I just think it would stabilize millions upon millions and millions. Can you imagine being in Japan in the last year when your phone alarm goes off because something is overhead and you don't know if it's a nuclear warhead or a test? And that's what they were going through. Text in 359-2255. Any thoughts? We'd love to hear from you.
By
I'm CDJ. Yeah.
John in Camargo texted in that Trump is 72, and we were talking about yesterday when I said he was 71.
I'm telling you what,
72.
He's got me by a number of years, and he just goes.
I think so, too.
Let's check your sports headlines.
All right.
You know, the Cubs and the Cardinals have scored 4 runs combined in the last 4 games.
Yeah, the last couple games, not so much.
Cubs shut out 2 times in a row.
Right.
The Cardinals are just, Yeah.
Makes you wonder how the series that we're setting up here that starts tomorrow, Cubs versus Cardinals, when you hear the action on US 105.9 for you Cubs fans, and then, of course, ESPN 93.5 right here for you Cardinal fans. They both have the day off today, so maybe they'll get some well-needed rest, a little break, maybe something fun from the managers. I know that's the case for Joe Maddon. Typically, he comes up with something. It's jammy day, and let's watch some movies or whatever.
Yeah.
San Diego over St. Louis 4-2 yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With John Rooney, the Cardinals gave up 2 runs early in the first inning to San Diego, and they capitalized, didn't they?
And San Diego, 2 nights in a row, got up 4-0 over the Cardinals, and the best the Cardinals could do, 2 runs on a home run by Marcelo Ozuna. But the pitching was good. Eric Lauer, who was really roughed up by the Cardinals in San Diego, gave them a good start at 5 2/3 with 2 runs allowed. Jose Castillo struck out 4. Kirby Yates struck out 1 in a scoreless 8th inning. Hand hit a batter, but Brad Hand picked up the save as he got a double play ball and a ground out, and the Padres have won 5 consecutive series now.
And that save for Hand is his 21st of the year, and he leads the National League in that department. We're on the air now on Friday, a day off today. It'll be Lester against Waka. The Chicago Cubs come to town. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are all night games.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett. And what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin. And you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit. And that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
As you mentioned, Stevie, Brew Crew shutting out the Cubs for the second time in that series. 1-0 was the final yesterday. Cubs with the day off today, gearing up for that series against the Cardinals tomorrow. Speaking of the Cubs, All-Star second baseman Javier Baez working with us with Welch's Fruit Snacks and Pro Camps Worldwide, giving kids through grades 1-8 a chance on July 19th to be on the diamond with the Noah Syndergaard Pro Camp. Nominate today, ESPNCU.com.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist. specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 84, down to 64, plenty of sunshine by day. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 91, low 71. 20% chance of showers later and into the weekend. 20% shot at showers, high in the mid-90s, down into the mid-70s. Right now, 63 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Father's Day Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I have 4 tickets to the Cubs-Cardinal game Sunday.
Get out.
I found them yesterday.
Well, thank goodness you found
Details
them.
Details on how you can win them for Dad.
All right.
Next, 720 ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Network, Royal Caribbean is buying a majority stake in luxury cruise operator Silver Sea Cruises. It's paying $1 billion. Royal Caribbean receives a high-end cruise business, and Silver Sea gains the resources of a large public company. Carnival and Norwegian already have luxury brands Seabourn and Regent Seven Seas. Kroger is closing 14 stores in the Raleigh-Durham area of North Carolina. As many as 1,500 employees are being laid off. Kroger says it plans to sell all 14 locations, but it already has a deal to sell 8 to a regional grocery store chain also owned by Kroger. Arts and crafts chain Michaels is reporting a mixed quarter. Its earnings were higher, but sales at existing stores increased less than 0.5%, weaker than expected. The Dow was down 119 yesterday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal, and for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery. It's summertime, and that means Country Arbors is freshly stocked with new perennials, annuals, trees, and shrubs. A time when other places are emptying their shelves, we continue to bring in new product that we've grown in our greenhouses and the best growers in the country. But we also have to make room, so we're having a big sale. All our annuals and tropicals are 20% off. All begonias, petunias, zinnias, mandevilla, and more are all 20% off. And our trees, they're all 10% off, 20% if you buy 3 or more. And on super sales, our favorite crab, Royal Raindrops. It's 25% off. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery or visit our new website at countryarbors.com for more information and direction.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Oh yeah, patio play tonight, Houlihan's. This is June 14th. Nick Ailes and Clayton Deering on the patio tonight, Houlihan's Restaurant, part of the iHotel and Conference Center. Had a nice chat with Sam the other day. Nice chat with Kim Fox. Peter was in town.
Okay, great. I had the lettuce wrap yesterday with Gabby on the patio.
Nice.
A gorgeous night. We wanted to check out the outdoor show with Neighborhood Nights. Urbana Park District
has that
feature.
Everything good?
I mean, 300 people.
Wow.
And at least 30 of them dancing right in front of the band Love Sign. It was so fun to see all those kids dancing, too.
Wow.
So, again, Nick and Clayton on stage will be great on the patio tonight at Houlihan's.
Nick Ailes. Am I saying that right?
Sounds good.
A-I-L-E-S and Clayton Deering tonight over to Houlihan's Restaurant, where you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and, of course, sit there for dinner tonight. You'll have your umbrellas and everything very comfortable. You have this background music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really background, but it's really kind of a featurey, but it's not too loud where you can't talk.
That's right.
It's Mai Kai DeBiose.
There you go. Not too darn loud.
Now, would you pass the... water over here. Yeah, how are you tonight?
Yeah, I have dark socks on and sandals, so.
I love that song. Yeah.
In any case, Sam and I were visiting about July 20th. That's a Friday night. How Marsha Ball is coming for the Outside at Research Park concert. I introduced her many times down in Louisiana. It's awesome.
And that's June 20?
No, July 20th.
July 20th. Okay.
And then we also talked about the 4th of July, how that patio scene will be awesome for the fireworks.
Yeah, I did that last year.
It's great.
Perfecto.
Exactly.
Okay, again, Houlihan's iHotel Conference Center, just south of State Farm Center, 1st and St. Mary's Road. Best property in downstate. You know they're celebrating their 10th anniversary coming
up?
I can't believe the iHotel has been open for 10 years.
Wow.
It's awesome. Anyway, be patio playing tonight.
Hey, speaking of the 4th of July and some celebrations, people are asking me, how can we get Grace to be part of our...
I hope we can, because she's going to be in a parade. I hope it's here. But Miss Illinois has schedulers and people, and we have
yes,
to ask.
That's right.
But it makes perfect sense. Maybe Val Coble can... Tell me if it's not too late to get her in.
Okay.
If she has to get in and out of town, can we get near the front?
Yeah, we'll be talking with the Champaign County Freedom Celebration inside the next 10 or 15 minutes about the 4th of July festivities.
Yeah, we are. It's just been a whirlwind of excitement and pretty cool stuff. And then she's headed down to Atlanta. Then she's headed over to wherever the Miss Mississippi pageant is. I'm not sure what city in Mississippi. That's a really long state.
I know
you know about that.
Yeah.
You can drive in Mississippi for days and not get out. It's unbelievable.
You're right.
Anyway, so she's her schedule's pretty crazy. And, you know, she's, again, there are schedulers and people that handle that. So I'm hoping that Grace can be in the Champaign County Freedom Celebration Parade. Be appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people would love to see her. So it'd be really, really fun. So I'm hoping, but we're working on it. We would hope that would happen. Okay, Cubs Cardinals.
Yes.
It's Dad's Day. I found four tickets, literally. Yeah. Anyway, I've got four tickets. It's a one. It says 1:15, but I think it's been changed. I think it's Sunday night.
Google that.
So here, I believe it's all Sunday. Got switched from 1:15 to Sunday night, which means you got to come home late on a school night. So you got to factor that in.
Well,
I mean, it's a work night.
Okay.
Not school night. Work
exactly.
night.
Exactly.
So if you're taking them, it's a school day for you because you got to go to work on Monday. And your kids don't.
It says the game's 7:08.
Yeah, so it's a night game, prime time.
Down at Busch, though.
It's Busch Stadium. It'll be electric excitement. Really good. Cardinals have done very well against the Cubs thus far, but some walk-offs, two of them in the last series, and including our bus trip.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would like four game tickets, Cubs, Cardinals, don't be confused. The ticket will say 1:15, but it's 7:08.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, get to your church activities and get in the car and go still and do all your game
That's
time
right.
stuff.
I mean, you could get there at St. Louis a little early.
Oh,
and
walk around.
The
yeah.
The zoo.
The energy and the. Now, the Cubs, Cardinals, I was kind of hoping the Cubs would do better against Milwaukee so they'd be in first place so the Cardinals could gain. But as it stands now, Milwaukee in first place, the Cubs a game and a half back, the Cardinals now four back. So it's important to not get too far back for the particularly Cardinals. I think the Cubbies will still be fine. I'll still think they're the best team, but Milwaukee's pesty.
Since it is on June 17th, Dad's Day, should we just text in Dad?
Yeah, text Dad. Pesky Brewers. It is annoying.
I know.
Supposed to be that good. 359-2255. Text in Dad. I mean, I don't know how many are available for Sunday night Dad's Day game. Four tickets. 359-2255. Text in Dad. Father's Day for somebody.
Since it's June 17, maybe 17?
All right, that's fine. 17th text gets four game tickets. Cardinals Cubs, Sunday night at Busch. 359-2255. 359-2255. That's also our voice line and our text line. Okay, let's see. We'll give those away. Sunday night game. Tickets say 1:15, but it's really 7 o'clock. So make sure you plan accordingly. 359-2255. Texting in Dad to win. Okay, ESPN 93.5. It is Flag Day. We're also going to give away two tickets to Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo. That'll be coming up. They're going to be performing tomorrow night, 7:30 to Virginia. An acoustic Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo. Heard good things about this. So if you're interested in that show, stand by. We'll give out two tickets. I think it's my final pair. We'll do that coming up. All right. We'll get our winner for the Cardinals-Cubs and more coming up. ESPN 93.5, your Fox News local news just ahead at 7:29.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Father's Day sale at your local Ace. Save $100 or more on what Dad really wants. That's right. Save $100 or more on select gifts from Traeger, Craftsman, and DeWalt. The best brands for Dad under one roof. And with so many great gifts at your neighborhood Ace, Father's Day shopping has never been easier. Hurry in for the Father's Day sale right now at Ace.
Offers valid on select items through June 18th at participating stores only. See store for details.
Spring is finally here, and to celebrate, Prospect Bank is springing up savings. This is Brittany Kluber. We're offering 1.60 annual percentage yield for 12 months, 1.80 APY for 18 months, and 2% APY for 24 months, all with a $500 minimum to open. And you can deposit funds into the CD anytime and for any amount. So use this opportunity to spring up some of your savings with the Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank, online at bankprospect.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP conventional or high mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's in China to speak with leaders there about President Trump's meeting with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un the other day. He says he's also spoken about trade with China's foreign minister today, with new tariffs on Chinese imports expected to be announced tomorrow.
Our deficit with China is still too high. I stress how important it is for President Trump to rectify that situation.
The Chinese government's threatened to retaliate with tariffs on American products, including pork and soybeans. While it might have been a tornado tore through a shopping plaza in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania last night, John Casper lives there.
I know the mall and the surrounding area by Mundy Street is all completely closed off because none of them have power, and there's still, you know, issues with overturned cars and some trees and stuff.
There's major damage to some businesses with shattered storefronts. There are no reports, though, of anybody hurt. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Butch!
Good morning, folks.
Is that Butch Dollhouse?
It could be, yes, sir.
You win!
All right!
You got 4 tickets to the Cubs-Cardinals on Sunday night. You Cub or Cardinal?
I'm a huge Cardinal fan, but Diane's still my favorite Cubby.
Awesome. Enjoy, my friend.
All right. Thank you much. Congratulations, you and your family.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you. Thank you, Butch.
All right.
See
you.
Bye.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 6 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted he possessed heroin nearly 2 years ago. 31-year-old Mario Johnson pleaded guilty to possession of a controlled substance. Asbestos was found at Yankee Ridge Elementary School this month. WCIA says the superintendent says the asbestos was in an area 6 feet by 8 feet, and crews quickly handled the situation. No one came into contact with it. Engineers found the asbestos around a pipe while cutting into some insulation. The amount is considered to be a minor fiber release. Scammers are getting better at tricking you into picking up the phone. A lot of people will not answer a call from a number they are unfamiliar with, so CNBC says scammers are increasingly spoofing phone numbers to make them look familiar to you. You might get a scam call that has your area code or even the first 6 digits of a friend's phone number. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's our buddy Val Kobel. How are you?
Well, good morning, Stevie G. I'm doing great.
Well, good to hear your voice. You have been helping with our 4th of July celebration around here for at least 6 months.
I think it's been like something like, 33 months or 33 years, somewhere around there.
Have you really been helping for 33 years?
Yeah, wow. I think 1985.
Well, God bless you and thank you, because this is all voluntary, and you do it because you love Champaign-Urbana, and you love the 4th of July. You're a patriot, my friend. So how's it setting up? You know, I think it's 20 days till the 4th of July. Wow.
It's coming way too fast, but not too fast enough.
All right, how do we look? What's the setup for the day?
Oh, we're looking pretty good. I'm, of course, in charge of corporate donations, and they've been coming in a little slow, but they're coming in, and anybody that hasn't sent their donation would appreciate getting that in. And, you know, we just take anybody that can send us a few bucks. We appreciate everything. Everything adds up to the big dollar, you know.
You betcha. And will you still have the cans that kind of go around the parade for donations?
Yes. We got, I think, three groups doing the parade, so that maybe will help us out a little bit. And in the past, our donations have been down, but they picked up a little bit last year, and hopefully pick up a little more this year. And I guess the big thing is with that is that nobody carries money anymore. You know, everybody has the debit cards and all that. So maybe think about it a little bit, throw in a few bucks in your pocket for the donation would really be great. We would appreciate it.
Well, so, if we just want to send a check to the Champaign County Freedom Celebration Committee right now while we're thinking about it, what's the address?
It's P.O. Box 452. Champaign 618-24.
24, okay.
Yeah. Sometimes we got a mailing out, and it's got that mailer up above your refrigerator. Just now's the time to pour it down and fill it out and send it in.
And, of course, July4th.net, too.
Yeah, July4th.net, yeah.
Right.
All right.
One thing that I've been asked to do by the Illinois Police, is that there be no drones. I guess they've been having a lot of trouble with the drones.
Okay.
It'll be pretty dangerous with drones over the top of the fireworks. So,
oh boy! Right.
No drones on the fourth, and I guess a super permission or something from them or something if there is something. But we need to abstain from drones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any idea of the numbers on our 4th of July around here? Parade, fireworks. I mean, isn't 100,000 people roughly?
Well, roughly, you know, they're all over. I mean, they're all over every street out, you know, in the country, and.
Yeah.
And down Madison all over, it's kind of hard to get a total figure, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's quite a few. And
well, we appreciate everything, Val. You've done a great job for 33 years. We thank you for your service to your community.
Yeah. One thing, Stevie J, I want to say one thing is congratulations to Gracie.
Thank you.
And Miss Illinois, I've watched that little girl grow up to a big, nice lady.
She was about seven the trip you went on with us to South America.
Yeah, right, so. Yes, she was. Yeah, around the horn, yeah. And we'd be lovely or happy to have her grace our parade. She'd make a parade.
Well, so. We're going to try and get that done because, you know, obviously she's going to be in a parade somewhere. We'd love it to be in her hometown. Yeah. So we really wanted to be here. Yeah. I'll let you know, Val, but thank you, my friend. You're the best.
Okay, thank you for all your help.
You betcha.
The veterans, that's the theme.
Yeah. What is it again?
Salute to veterans.
Salute to veterans. That's awesome.
That's the theme. And the Grand Marshal is retired General or Sergeant Garrett Anderson.
Yeah, so. Garrett's great. Great. He's a hero. Thank you, Val. You're a hero, too, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you bet.
Talk to you later.
Val Coble.
All right. 9 a.m. for the 5K, 11:05 for the parade, and the evening program is at 7 o'clock. Nickel and Dimes will be the band.
Here you go, ESPN. You're at the senior tent again?
I am, right between
awesome.
Memorial Stadium and our State Farm Center.
Awesome.
Join me if you're 65 and up.
Come on.
We've got a high 84 expected with the sunshine today. That's the prediction right now for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Okay, down to 64 in the evening. 91 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 20% chance of showers, down to 72. And 94, the high both Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy with that 20% chance of showers. 65 now on ESPN, 93.5.
I really hope Grace can do the Freedom Celebration.
Right.
That'd be so fun.
So many great cars and convertibles with the Fair Queens. And Miss Illinois would be awesome.
Yeah, we hope so. Okay, Tanya J. Powers, how are you?
You know, I just want to come to your party now. This sounds like so much fun.
Right.
Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio. Ace, you've been kind of following the Korean story with me and... You know, that Staples easy button, this is what it feels like. I just have a hard time believing it could possibly be. And then I've told everybody that'll listen, I'm now into the Tom Clancy, where maybe this is what he wanted. Kim Jong-un wants out and wants a party and Switzerland and nice hotels and the nice things. I don't know. Maybe this is what he wanted all along, but was hemmed in by all those guys with the too big of military hats that they wear over there.
You know, this is, I like the Tom Clancy feel of this.
Yeah.
This is working for me, really.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I really, honestly, have a gut feeling that this guy doesn't want the family business.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it's easy to get that impression, especially when you see the pictures of him out on the town the night before the summit, because, you know, he doesn't really get to do that a lot from what we understand.
Yeah, and then he's probably playing some sort of NBA 2K with Rodman. I mean, the guy's a video player. I think he's 34 years old. He wants I think he'd like an economy or something, but I don't know. This is a leap. Donald Trump, I think he's really good at looking in somebody's eyes, because he's done it a lot. And if he says it and it's that quick, the guy's got a sixth sense on stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just hoping. I can't believe it could happen. That'd be really wonderful for the world.
It would be. It would also be a departure from what they've done in the past 25 years, which is to say they were going to denuclearize and then not. As many people have pointed out, we've kind of been down this road before.
Yeah.
With the whole, you know, getting a promise from North Korea, and then
but we've never been there. We've never looked in the eyes. We've never sat with anybody. And Republicans are certainly harshly critical of the thought that Obama in 2008 said he'd meet with anybody.
Yeah.
And yet here we are. Everybody now thinks it was a good idea, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think the message is, let's talk before we bomb. I'm all in on that. I don't like the thought of dropping bombs if we can talk our way out.
You know, I think a lot of people definitely agree with that. You know, there's definitely more advantage to that particular sentiment. Like you said, I think it's really interesting the difference in the idea of what happened in the summit itself from, you know, now versus when, you know, like you said, when then candidate Obama mentioned the same thing and people were apoplectic.
Right. That's right. And yeah,
it was just the craziest thing in the world for a lot of people to think about at that point.
Yeah.
And now you've got the same people who are like, oh, yeah, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's quite a difference.
There is quite a difference.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, could be very, very good. And much like you gave credit to President Obama when Osama bin Laden was killed, you must give credit to Donald Trump if they figure this out in such an incredibly quick way. Again, there's a long way to go. There's a lot of talking. There's a lot of things to check out. He's trying to do this while still saving face and keeping power. His people don't know all the stuff going on. They probably don't even know he's going to take the nukes away, except now it looks like he's a power broker in their press that, ooh, he's really good. You know, that's what they see.
It is. They also see the U.S. leader recognizing him on view as a level platform.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've got the pomp and circumstance and the flags behind them and the handshake and the whole nine yards. And so he's now been recognized as that. And to them, that is a huge deal.
And one thing I would recommend for Chairman Kim Jong-un, don't cross this president, because I think you'd pay dearly. Because I tell you what, I don't think Donald Trump would hesitate to do something. That's why I think it's working, because I think the world thinks he would do something,
mm-hmm.
which is probably okay to have that fear, because I think a lot of people in the world only understand power. And that's why I'm for lifting weights and doing a lot of push-ups so that I might look strong and never have to use that. You know what? That kind of thing. I know karate, but I never want to use it kind of thing. That's the
true. Good point.
Thank you. Okay. Well, always a pleasure. Your life okay otherwise?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
It's never a dull moment, never.
No, never.
Tanya J., thank you. You're the best. We appreciate you.
Anytime.
Thank you. Tanya J. Power, she does Fox Radio in New York City.
Very good.
Okay, ESPN 93.5 at 7:43, so Butch wins the Cardinal tickets.
He did.
What about Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo?
Yeah, we need to do that.
One more pair. All right, let's do it before the top of the hour.
Okay.
Stand by for your chance to win Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo tomorrow night?
That's right.
Man. 20 days till the 4th?
That should be a great show.
That'd be
I don't like the breakdown when you do that.
Well, 16 days till fun day.
I know, for me, yeah.
16
fun day
days
is
till Tolono fun day.
Well, and the 29th, we have our 5K, the Tolono Twilight Trek in the evening.
Yeah.
And this year, we're doing a golf cart parade. So on the 5K route, we'll keep those roads shut down near Westside Park and let some golf carts go on through because that's so popular on Tolono Fun Day weekend. Battery Specialist Bus Golf Cars is also giving us a golf cart to raffle off. One for 20 and three for 50 if you want to come by the station and get your tickets to try to win that.
A raffle plug there. That's fine.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Then, of course, our fireworks are awesome on that Saturday, June 30th.
But please don't think about, oh, golly, the summer's gone already. It's not. It's a long way to go.
You're right. Well into August.
A long way to go.
That's right.
All right, 7:44. We'll check your sports headlines. Coming up.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams. But the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GulliffordServices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors, from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units, and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. And Honda BMW Champaign, official provider of Miss Illinois' vehicle.
Awesome.
2018.
Looking great on the paper.
Yeah.
The front page yesterday.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ben Quattron over Honda BMW providing the official car for Miss Illinois 2018. Let's check your sports headlines.
San Diego beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 yesterday. You heard the action here. They'll have the day off today gearing up for a series against the Chicago Cubs. Well, you'll hear the action on U.S. 105.9 tomorrow. Right now, we've got your Redbird recap.
With John Rooney, the Cardinals gave up two runs early in the first inning to San Diego, and they capitalized, didn't they?
And San Diego, two nights in a row, got up 4-0 over the Cardinals, and the best the Cardinals could do, two runs on a home run by Marcelo Ozuna. But the pitching was good. Eric Lauer, who was really roughed up by the Cardinals in San Diego, gave them a good start at 5 2/3 with two runs allowed. Jose Castillo struck out four. Kirby Yates struck out one in a scoreless eighth inning. Hand hit a batter, but Brad Hand picked up the save as he got a double play ball and a ground out. And the Padres have won five consecutive series now.
And that save for Hand is his 21st of the year, and he leads the National League in that department. We're on the air now on Friday, a day off today. It'll be Lester against Waka as the Chicago Cubs come to town. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are all night games.
All right, and Butch will have a great time on that Sunday evening game. 7:08 start.
He knew it was nighttime.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm thinking that. Hopefully listening now.
7 o'clock at night, buddy.
And it's Dad's Day. He's excited about it. Milwaukee over the Cubs 1-0 yesterday. Chicago White Sox will have a game this afternoon against Cleveland. They won yesterday 3-2 with Dylan Covey doing great on the mound. Bryn Spillane, perfect game, all-star first team. This is the third All-American first team honors. Congratulations to him. It's the first day for the Soccer World Cup with Russia Saudi Arabia out of the gate. And the U.S. Open begins today. It looks like Aaron Baddeley at the age of 37 at 2-under right now.
All right.
On the top of the leaderboard.
U.S. Open is hard. They make the grass really tall if you miss the fairway. Ed Benatar, Neil Girardeau tomorrow night. If you'd like these tickets, 359-2255. Text, Pat?
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Easy to assess. And what number?
You making those calls today.
Oh, boy.
Last pair of tickets right here. Text in.
Let's go with 30.
33rd text,
P-A-T.
Date night on Friday night at the Virginia.
There you go, 359-2255, 359-2255 to win my last pair of Pat Benatar, Neil Girardo tickets. Pat Benatar, Neil Girardo, Friday night, Virginia Theater. Tickets still available. If you want to go to the Virginia Theater box office.
Win them here on ESPN 93.5, 359-2255.
Right. Good luck. Maybe I just wouldn't know what to do with my strength anyway. Have we become a habit? Do we just start the facts? Now there's no looking forward. Now there's no turning back. When you say we belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the words we put on in our birth. Whatever we deny or embrace, the words are for better.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Purchasing a home is one of the biggest and most important decisions of your life. We want you to feel right at home at the U of I Community Credit Union with the mortgage process. Our mortgage team offers step-by-step personal advice to help you choose the mortgage that's best for you when you make the big decision about your first or your next home. Interested in refinancing your home? We do that too. When it comes time to make the big decision, count on the U of I Credit Union for one-on-one personal service and over 50 years of lending experience. If you live, work, or play in Champaign County, you can bank with your neighbors and friends at the U of I Community Credit Union. Online at uofi.org.
Okay, Dusty, you win.
All right, that's great.
Like Pat Benatar, do you?
A little bit, yeah. Like all the stuff from the 80s.
Well, good, because it's acoustic. You don't like that loud music anymore, do you? I kind of like the...
Yeah, I'm getting out of that a little bit.
Yeah, you're pretty young.
So...
Yeah, I'm kind of old. Anyway, good luck. I hope you enjoy your night, Dusty. Thanks for listening.
It'll be great. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Thank you. Dusty Brownfield wins our last pair of tickets. Okay, to Pat Benatar tomorrow night. Okay, join me. A week from tomorrow, I'll be at Value Check, Cost Plus Food in Southwest Champaign. I'll broadcast the show live from 7 to 9 during those 2 hours, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I know it's early. I know I got you in your routine in the morning. But during those 2 hours, you'll be able to come out and buy a gallon of milk or a dozen eggs for just 10 cents. There's a limit because we figured another grocery store would come buy them all. So you get to buy 5 each. So you can buy 5 gallons of milk and 5 dozen eggs for $1, all of it. $1.10 for tax, I guess. 5 gallons of milk, 5 cartons of eggs, a dozen eggs, 10 cents each a week from tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. Where is this at? Value Check. It's where County Market used to be in that building. It's part of the County Market family, but it's a lower price. So be there a week from tomorrow at Value Check, broadcasting live, 10 cent milk, 10 cent dozen eggs, 5 per. Sugar Busters, if you show up,
yeah,
you get it for a nickel each. Oh, yeah, I'm saving you 50 cents, fella. Troy Lance, Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. Doing well, and yourself?
We're fine. Did you survive my appearance?
I did. It was great. I guess I really haven't talked to you since you've been out with Drew, but I'm assuming that you're both still alive, so it's a good thing.
Well, it's a good thing, but, you know, we were there for hours, and Drew would have had it done in 30 minutes had he not had the ball and chain. I mean, I'm very serious. He was wonderful. And
he worked with a capacitor.
Well, that capacitor, I looked at it and said, Drew, what are you looking at? And he said, this thing, and he showed me why. And then I forgot the name for 3 days and tried to call it a thingamaflugi.
Right.
But it was definitely a capacitor
and
issue.
And I only remember because the flux capacitor in the future. Yeah.
So
a couple more weeks, you'd be ready for the truck, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, it was really fun. I enjoyed being with you guys. Enjoyed, of course, promoting Lifeline Connect. Wonderful program. We're raising money trying to get 24 beds for men who are addicted based on faith. They find their way. It's an awesome program that Troy really supports. I would think sump pumps are a big deal right now.
Yes, we not quite as many failed as they did back early in the spring when we got that last deluge. But check them out. You know, they're kind of the silent thing that you don't think about until you need them, and then the float sticks or the pumps burn out, and then you get all the water in the basement. And it's a little preventative maintenance on that, and checking those out would be a great thing.
Okay, and they can call you. I know you guys are pretty busy. I've also been telling people that if they want a great place to work, they could apply at your place.
That's right. We'll take you.
Yeah, it's kind of a draft pick thing. Troy's needing help so much, he's actually considered me on the weekends. But oh, he laughs.
I don't know about that.
You would not laugh at that to see if people would take him seriously. So I need checked on my air conditioner, and I don't know if I should just go ahead and do it myself.
That's not one and done.
Just checking. And because you got to come do the water check and all that stuff,
right,
too.
Because
I got a faucet in the kitchen that is kind of pulsating, and I don't quite, as knowledgeable as I am in all this, I don't know why it goes kind of a funky.
That's a pretty good sized word for you, Stevie, pulsating. I like it.
Thank you. Capacitor pulsating. I got it. Got this. Well, listen, thank you. How do people find and reach Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing?
Landsinc.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Thank you, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
That's Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Yeah, that storm, and still some pushback from people on if the alarm should go off, if they don't. And, you know, the conditions were right there on the border of should we or shouldn't we. The weather spotters were out there. But still, a lot of people got a lot of rain and looking at those basements. So
yeah.
Troy can always help with that.
I'm telling you.
But they said if we start, you know, when the conditions aren't just right, if we start sounding the alarms, people start ignoring them because we're hitting them too often.
Well, you can't cry wolf.
Right.
But you have to hit it when it's dangerous.
Right.
So it's like, do we call school off because of the snow or not?
But
just hard call.
You know, typically when people see this intensity happening, and you can go outside and see,
right,
I better go
right
in the basement, whatever, you should have some different sources that you are checking.
Sure. And I think
so
people do for the most part.
You shouldn't rely on the alarm outside.
No. You have other things. Radio, television, your app on your phone that tells you that it sees the red on the radar.
Right.
You kind of know it's going to get bad.
But my own daughter was like, oh, we didn't go in the basement because I didn't hear the alarm. And I'm like, really? I texted you to go in the basement between 2:15 and 3.
And that's the only alarm you need.
Exactly.
Mile at the Pines, July 22nd.
It is coming up. And there's 9 different skill levels between beginners and elite runners. So, Stevie, you can be a part of this if you'd like.
No, I put my suggestion in. There are 9 categories. I wanted 10.
Uh-huh.
People that could prove their afro in the 70s and with a last name of 12 letters. That's the division I was pushing for. And I have not seen it.
Well, that would be one that you could probably win.
Thank you.
Your $20 entry fee.
I would be the only one in the race. And I would have this great crowd at the end as I broke the tape.
That's the
idea.
But
the only way I could do it is if I were alone.
Help
out the only one.
Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. MileAtThePines.com to get registered. We welcome aboard Anna Shawpa with State Farm Insurance here at the Pines, 239-4282 for a quote. There's so many great businesses here at the Pines, including Casa Del Mar and the old Milo's location. We also have Buffon Salon and Red Bicycle Ice Cream and Subway contributing their prizes. Of course, Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon team pulling this all together. The Atkins Group, Carl Busey, Adams Outdoor Advertising, and Reynolds Towing, along with Country Arbors and Meyer, where you'll park right over here by Philo and Windsor Roads, July 22nd, starting at 6. It's a Sunday evening. You can get more information at Mike Lindemann's Body and Soul, if you like, mileatthepines.com.
All right, back in just a moment. Your Fox News coming up, ESPN 93.5. It's Thursday. It's June 14th. Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. Every month we spotlight somebody in law enforcement because they do such an amazing job for us. They're the difference between chaos and calm. And I'm very happy to have from the University of Illinois Police Department, Elma Halpin, as our law enforcement official of the month. How are you? You have done it. You are here. Are you surprised, Elma, how much you like the job? When you say, okay, I got a job, I'm going to be, but now you really like it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, I mean, certain calls,